When I moved back to Greater Cincinnati in the mid-1990s, Hamilton County was reliably Republican red. Over the years, it transitioned to purple and has become deeply Democratic blue. Now a grassroots effort called the Cincy Precinct Project argues blue isn't enough, and it's working to make the Hamilton County Democratic Party more progressive. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me to discuss the effort is Cincy Precinct Project campaign manager Jack Cunningham. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me, Lucy.
Springfield Y, Democratic Precinct Executive Chad Thomas. Welcome to the program, Chad.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And WVXU local government reporter Becca Costello. Welcome back, Becca.
Thanks, Lucy.
I want to get started right off the bat. Jack, tell us about the Cincy Precinct Project. What is it and what's the goal of the project?
The whole project is a labor of love for democracy and democratic values. We care a great deal about our democratic institutions and the ability for people to be involved in their government. And so when this project got started last summer, I and several other people wondered, how can we be more involved in the democratic process? How could we be more involved in making sure that our voices are not just being heard on a governmental level, but also on a party level as well? So we got involved in making sure that the Democratic Party does behave in a more grassroots, progressive manner by recruiting and running people as precinct executives for the Hamilton County Democratic Party Central Committee.
Okay. And Becca, explain what a precinct executive is and why they're important. What kinds of decisions do they make?
Well, a precinct, first of all, is a geographic area that has no more than 1,400 voters, and they can change depending on population changes every couple of years. So each political party can elect one executive who lives in that very small geographic area, and the executives make up the party's central committee, and that's how it's referred to on the ballot. By the way, you won't see precinct executive. You might have seen member of the Democratic Party Central Committee. And then the Central Committee elects the party's leadership. That's one of the first things that they do. They'll do that at their meeting. The Democrats will do that at their meeting on May 30th. The precinct executives within the city of Cincinnati also vote on endorsements for city elections, which would be city council and the mayor. And then countywide throughout Hamilton County, precinct executives help decide who sits on a smaller executive committee. And then that committee also chooses which candidates to endorse each election cycle. So endorsements are definitely a big part of this, but the Democrats also ask precinct executives to be heavily involved in campaigning for democratically endorsed candidates. The Democratic Party in Hamilton County is very focused on statewide races this midterm year. So Sherrod Brown's Senate race, also the governor's race. So they ask precinct executives to knock on every door in the precinct, try to turn out the vote of Democratic voters. And usually about half of all the precincts in Hamilton County have no precinct executive. It's historically not a very popular job, I guess. But after this election, nearly 74% of precincts in Hamilton County have a precinct executive.
How many precincts are there in Hamilton County?
There are 563, and that number changes sometimes, but it usually hovers around that.
Wow. Well, Jack, how many candidates did the Cincy Precinct Project recruit to run for these positions, and how many won?
We have recruited 150 people, and I am pleased to say out of those 150, we got 80 people who were elected as precinct executives, both in the city of Cincinnati and Hamilton County itself.
Wow. And Chad, you are one of those people, is that right?
I am one of them, yes. Yeah. I'm very proud to be one.
Yeah. So why did you decide to get involved with all this?
Well, I was scrolling on TikTok, as many of us often do, just on our free time. And every now and then I make videos, and I've been lucky enough to meet some great people there that have been involved in this space and politically activated. I made a post one day just saying, maybe I should just run. And they reached out and said, hey, something is going on that you might be interested in, which was the Cincy Precinct Project. And she introduced me directly to Jack. We had a conversation. I joined on, and I just wanted to be, the old quote, be the change that you want to see. So that's why I ran.
Yeah. Well, what kind of change do you want to see, Chad?
Exactly what you mentioned at the beginning is that we want to see more progressive policies. I think we have seen a few candidates, probably the most notable one right now being Zohran Mamdani in New York, who has gotten in the seat and made some actual changes in the short time he's been in office. And I think that can be replicated pretty much everywhere, but it has to start with us. So this is why the project exists, and which is why I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Jack, you mentioned that about 80 of the Cincy Precinct Project candidates won. Did all of those have an opponent? Becca mentioned that a lot of times there aren't precinct mm-hmm. executives in these roles. Did all of those have kind of a head-to-head opponent?
Quite honestly, a good many of them did have an opponent. There were several, I believe about 40 of them, who were uncontested, and the remaining 40 had about one or even two or three other opponents. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that we've seen a progressive challenge to the status quo in Hamilton County of this magnitude. And we are very pleased to say, hey, now we have the best Democrat elected. Now let's get to a point where we can unify the party and make sure that we can support Amy Acton, Sherrod Brown, David Pepper, all of our candidates up and down the ballot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jack and Chad, is part of this effort about changing the endorsement process in Hamilton County? Becca mentioned that that's part of what the Central Committee does. Precinct executives sit on the Central Committee. Is that part of your effort here?
Yes, it is. We want to make sure that we have the capacity to bring our voices and change to the democratic process in the Hamilton County Democratic Party. It's not necessarily about fundamentally changing things. It's about providing new voices and new perspectives into the democratic process. Yes. We believe very much mm-hmm. that is something that must be done.
Absolutely. And just the process, just for example, like you were mentioned before, the precinct executive is something most people don't even think about. I've probably crossed off Central Committee 1,000 times and never even realized what I was doing. But getting that information out so voters have a much better access to the things so their voices can be heard for these things like the endorsement process, and so they can make sure they're represented both at the very top from the mayor of the city all the way down to my position. They should have a voice in that.
We're talking about the Cincy Precinct Project and the Hamilton County Democratic Party. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Becca, can you talk a little bit more about the Hamilton County Democratic Party's endorsement process or policy or whatever? Does the party always make endorsements, or is that typical? I know they didn't endorse in the recent Hamilton County Commissioner race, and that was kind of controversial.
Well, it was a primary election. And so that is a question that has come up more recently in the Democratic Party, where these primary elections are now where some of these races are decided, because it is so very likely that whoever the endorsed Democrat is will win in the general election. So that makes these primary elections more significant than they have been in the past. And the party doesn't have an official policy on whether they do or do not endorse in primary elections. So this came up at a meeting during the endorsement process for the Hamilton County Commission, as you said, because an incumbent Democrat was running for re-election, Stephanie Samora-Dumas, and a Democratic challenger decided to run against her, City Council member Mika Owens. And so the party actually had planned to do an endorsement in that. They have a nominating committee. It's usually a smaller number of people, like 5 to 7. I think it varies depending on the election. They interview the candidates. The candidates fill out a questionnaire on policies and things like that. And then that nominating commission or committee will make a recommendation to the bigger body and say, we think you should endorse this candidate out of the 2 or 3 that we interviewed. That committee in this case did recommend endorsing the incumbent, Stephanie Samora-Dumas. But when the larger body voted, a majority of the body decided they didn't want to endorse any candidate in that race. And interestingly, the challenger ended up winning the primary, Mika Owens, and she'll move on to the general election in November, and she's very likely to win that against a Republican candidate. So endorsement in primaries is certainly a big question, and I don't want to put Jack on the spot here, but Jack was at that meeting and one of the people advocating for not endorsing in the primary. And so I think, you know, Jack can maybe explain more. I think it was bigger than that race alone, but this idea yes. of that voters should get to decide between the Democratic candidates.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. We believe that as a party, we know that Hamilton County is reliably blue and going to be blue for the foreseeable future. And so we want to make sure that the voters themselves have the greatest say on the endorsement process. And that means not endorsing in primary elections. So that way the party can save its resources and make sure that the best Democrat wins that primary process and then be like, okay, the voters decided. And now it's time to execute the will of the voters and support these candidates for the November election.
Okay. And I should just give one clarification that the party did endorse several candidates for other races in that primary election. Many of them were not facing an opponent in the primary, so it was a little bit of a rubber stamp. But it's not that the party chose not to endorse anyone in the primary. This race was specifically the more controversial one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack and Chad, I want to hear more from you about, in your opinion, what's wrong with the local Democratic Party and its priorities. What specifically do you want to change? What specific progressive policies would you like to see the party embrace more strongly?
For me personally, because again, I'm a voter just like anybody else, and I would love to see what these kinds of things in my city is. Just when it comes to things like progressive policy, I'm a big fan of things like taking care of people. I was part of an organization that we were Rescue Food. And actually, there's still a few organizations in the city that still do it, but they rescue food and they give it out to people who need it. I think some sort of government-backed thing when it comes to that kind of mutual aid network or any kind of things that support organizations like that is something I want to see. That includes things like child care, early childhood care that for... I think it was up to like 4 years old. I think that's what they're doing in New York. I'm going to mention New York a few times because that's been my the standard for a little bit. But stuff like that where we can use the city's resources to support everyday folks and help them get a leg up is the policies I want to see push forward.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
You know, it's not necessarily about policies. It's more about culture. For me, I really want to see a Democratic Party that embraces its culture. And that isn't to say that the Democratic Party here isn't doing that. What I'm saying is it's not doing enough of that. I know that the people in the Democratic Party do care. Let's care more. Let's make sure that we embrace the policies that people in Hamilton County want to see for their families. For far too long, we have seen a lot of talk about, okay, we're going to do more about affordable housing. Well, what is those policies? We're going to do more to help people. Well, what are those policies? I am so glad that we're talking about this because we need to make sure that as we move forward, we're not just countering what is happening statewide and nationally. Let's provide a bold vision for how we can managely help people and where they're at.
Okay. Well, Hamilton County Democratic Party Chairman Alex Linzer had a family commitment. He couldn't be here today, but Becca talked with him about this, and here's how he responded to kind of general criticism of the party.
The criticism I keep hearing about the Democratic Party is that the Democratic Party has lost touch with voters and keeps losing. And when I hear that, my instant reaction is not our Democratic Party. I mean, there are certainly plenty of criticisms to be laid at the feet of the DNC and the National Party. And we are all licking the wounds from 2024. But here in Hamilton County, the Democratic Party has done nothing but win for the last 10 years. And every year we've gotten better and better and better. And if you look at the last two elections, the voters of this county continue to put tremendous trust in that sample ballot. And that is not an accident. It is the result of decades of work of people who have put in effort to organize in this county. And I think as long as we all keep track of that, while there has been a lot of rhetoric on both sides that has disappointed me and I felt has unnecessarily divided the party, it's time now for us to come together and work together in good faith to make sure that we do not miss on what is going to be one of the most important elections in Ohio history.
Okay, so Jack and Chad, Alex Linzer there seems to be making a distinction between the local party, the National Democratic Party, and politics. Why do you think voters keep voting local Democrats into office if you don't think they're really focused on the right issues?
I think that's... I understand what Alex is saying in that speech, and I really wish she was here so we can talk to him more directly. But I just think that to say that the voting Democrat in the city is right now kind of the easy option because we've seen the alternative as we're looking on the national stage. And actually, we can look on the statewide stage. It's just if we're being honest, on a city like ours, being Democrat is the easier choice to make. But so what Jack just said, we could be doing more. It's not about like we win. Sure, winning an election here for the mayor is going to be Democrat, like you said, for the foreseeable future. What else can we be doing? We have the seat. We have the power. We have the opportunity to continue to do better. Just because we can win now doesn't mean we should rest on our laurels.
You know, Chad, you mentioned Zora Mandani, and in New York City, we have seen in 5 months a Democrat and Democratic Socialist mayor actively addressing systemic issues in 5 months, what people have been complaining about for many years in New York City. And yes, that's New York City. We are different fundamentally from New York City. But I see a correlation between someone who cares so much about addressing the needs of citizens there to the point where I wish we could see that in Hamilton County. And that isn't to say that our elected officials here aren't doing the things that they said they are to help people. Why aren't we doing more? Why is the barrier and thresholds to where it is? Why can't we do more? What is stopping us from going above and beyond to make sure that we are saying, hey, we are doing this. We're doing this as efficiently and quickly as possible. And we are doing this for the betterment of all people in Cincinnati and Hamilton County. And so when I see that, yes, we have seen a lot of great successful electoral politics happen. And yes, we have a lot of Democrats elected. Great. That is phenomenal. Let's keep doing that. Let's do more. Because I think that we need to see a Democratic Party that continues to do more that will get people back into the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we have a lot more to talk about. We'll continue this conversation after a short break. And later in the program, what an Ohio Supreme Court ruling could mean for tenants who get their electricity through sub-metering. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about the Cincy Precinct Project and the Hamilton County Democratic Party. My guests are Cincy Precinct Project campaign manager Jack Cunningham, Springfield-wide Democratic Precinct Executive Chad Thomas, and WVXU local government reporter Becca Costello. You can join the conversation. Call 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Now, before the break, we were talking about progressive policies and how the Democratic Party, yes, they've been winning, but they could be doing more. They could be more progressive. Here's what Alex Linzer told Becca about this idea of progressives versus moderates.
The Democratic Party in Hamilton County and Ohio is very ideologically diverse. But here in a deep blue county with a very blue city, there were already a number of what we would call very progressive Democrats on there. So I always tell people to shy away from this notion of progressive Democrats versus moderate Democrats. The reality is that this party is going to be successful. We have to embrace all those viewpoints, and we have to work together in order to advance towards a common objective and keep in mind what the goal here is.
Okay, so Jack and Chad, he seems to be making this kind of big tent argument that the party's better off working together and that they're already progressives who are part of the party right now. How do you all respond to that?
I would say that, yes, we do know that we are a big tent party. And yes, we do have to work together to achieve some of the common goals and interests of the party. I would say that for far too long, though, we have compromised the progressive values to more towards the centrist moderate positions that we see now currently, which have helped to shift the culture and the status quo of the Democratic Party here in the county. But I say now is not the time to ignore progressive values, because progressive values are what wins. Progressive values are what gets people out there and get excited about the future of the Democratic Party. We see the Democratic Party nationally as a brand pulling in like the 20 percentile of approval just on Democratic voters themselves. And so as we continue to mobilize, yes, we have done different things in Hamilton County that have proven our successful track record with elections. But let's not shy away from the ideological values and battles, because we need to have fighters for progressive values. We need to see what progressive values can do and achieve for working people, like we see comparable to other states and cities across the country.
Absolutely. And I'm all for, and just like Jack said, we're not trying to be something where we're trying to make a schism inside the local Democratic Party. We have very much expect that when everything gets decided on May 30th about the seats, we all expect to be working together, whether or not there are more progressives in the officer seats or otherwise. We still will be in those meetings. We'll still be voicing our opinions. We will still be advocating for our constituents and in that regard. So I can understand what he's saying, but I'm with Jack on this one. We can absolutely keep going progressive. And the further we go in that direction, the more excited. We want people to be voting for us, not against what the alternative is. And we definitely have that chance in Cincinnati, which is already, like you said earlier, very staunchly blue. So we should be getting people excited to go to the polls and having our voter turnout be a lot more than it was every year.
Okay. Well, we got an email from Steve in Oakley who writes, with 100% single-party occupation at both the city and county level, the other parties, Republican and Charter, are undergoing demographic shifts in composition and strength. One has to wonder where the input from the loyal opposition needed for a healthy democracy will come from. I don't see the current composition changing for perhaps a decade or maybe even a generation. The precinct project may be the only vehicle for more diverse input for the party in power, a party that builds its effort around a sample ballot strategy, leaving others on the outside looking in. So, fan letter from Steve in Oakley.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Hi, Steve.
Yes. So, Becca, they were just talking about not trying to divide the party. I'm going to ask kind of a divisive question right now. Flyers and texts supporting candidates who are running against Cincy Precinct Project candidates were sent in several precincts. What do we know about those? Do we know how many were sent?
As far as I'm aware, there is no count of how many were sent, which, you know, a total number of precincts in which they were sent. It was not all of them. We don't know how much they cost or who raised the money or sent the flyers specifically. What I can say is that I did ask Alex Linzer about this directly, whether the party was involved in either coordinating with an outside campaign or running the campaign themselves, if the party helped raise money for this effort. Alex Linzer says that the party did not coordinate with an outside campaign by sharing information, did not raise money, and that Alex says he's not aware of who raised the money for that. Now, one thing that I do think is important to clear up is there's been a lot of, I'd say maybe confusion on social media, especially calling this illegal campaign. What's important to know is that there are no campaign finance reporting requirements for precinct executives. These are relatively small races. As we said, they're small geographic areas. And state law does not require financial reporting or disclosures about who paid for a mailer or a text message. So the fact that they didn't have a disclosure does not make it illegal, if that makes sense. So the two important things there is Alex Linzer saying the party did not coordinate or partner with anyone on this campaign and that it did not break any state law.
Jack, did any of your candidates that you were supporting through the Cincy Precinct Project, did they have any information sent out in support of them? And I guess I'm wondering if you think these mailers or texts made any difference in the results.
These mailers and texts went out to a lot of our opponents that we saw on the Cincy Precinct Project, and I myself was one of them.
In support of the opponent?
In support of the opponent, that is correct. And so when we saw those and we saw this going out, we're like, huh, this has to be coordinated by someone. This has to have been a well thought out and coordinated effort to get things going. And now I do take Alex Linzer at his word on that because he is a party chair, he is a public official, and he is very well versed in campaign laws. And so I do take him at his word that the party did not coordinate that, but someone had to. And so once we continued digging into this, and I hope that Alex Linzer joins us in that effort looking into why this happened, who funded it, who backed it, because mailers and texts are no cheap investment. They are something that had a lot of stake into doing this. And so when you also get the likeness of elected officials on those mailers, that also begs the question, were they involved in any capacity? What else is going on? And so you can make the argument that, yes, this is something that can be done and whatnot. My question is, why? What is so threatening about progressive candidates getting elected that required this amount of effort to stop us?
Mm-hmm. And do you think it made a difference in those votes?
Yes, I do. Because when you see texts and you see, oh, AFTAB is supporting these candidates, which our Democratic mayor is supporting these candidates. Well, of course, why wouldn't you go to the poll and say, hey, if I'm a Democratic voter and our mayor is saying to go and support this, well, why not? So I do think that it has some investment into how decisions were made at the polls. And at the same time, we are just very grateful that we got 80 of our people elected despite this investment.
Yeah. Well, Chad, Jack, what's next for the Cincy Precinct Project? How tough do you think it'll be to make the difference you all want to make and reach the goals you're hoping to reach?
What's next for us is we're focused mainly on the reorganization meeting and trying to figure out who it will best lead us from our standpoint. I'm sure Alex Linzer and the rest of the current chairs and are doing the same. We just want to come to the meeting, present our case for the people that we support, and then we'll do a Democratic vote. That is where I feel like most of our conversations are lying as of right now. Jack can speak more to what happens after that, depending on where it goes.
Regardless of however the votes go on the reorganization meeting, what we want to do is build a progressive caucus, an official progressive caucus that staunchly identifies and points out our objectives, our policy goals, and where we stand on critical issues, so that way all people can be like, okay, progressives do have a home in the Democratic Party. It's not just a it's something that we can make sure that there's a home for. And so we want to make sure that that home exists, and that discussion and those ongoing discussions are going to happen after the reorganization meeting, which, like Chad said, is our big priority right now.
Okay. Well, I have been talking with the Cincy Precinct Project campaign manager, Jack Cunningham, Springfield Y Democratic Precinct Executive, Chad Thomas, and WBXU local government reporter, Becca Costello. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Up next, what an Ohio Supreme Court ruling could mean for tenants who get their electricity through submetering. This is Cincinnati Edition.